Malachim Beis Perek Beis, as we begin this Perek, which discusses Eliyahu ascending to heaven in a fiery chariot and Elisha taking over after Eliyahu. This is obviously one of the more deeper stories in Tanakh and needs further explanation. Eliyahu did not die when he went to heaven. The Radak explains, Eliyahu's body got burnt in the fire, but his ruach, spirit, went up to heaven. Alternatively, the Radak also brings from the Derech Eretzuta, Eliyahu was one of 10 people who Hashem brought up to Gan Eden completely intact with their bodies. Adam Arishon and Chanuch are among those people. The Medrash Tehillim brings, Eliyahu actually used Hashem's very own horse to ascend to heaven. In Pasuk Aleph, V'hibalos Hashem es Eliyahu besar shemayim, v'yelech Eliyahu ve'elisha minagalo. And it was the time when Hashem took Eliyahu up in a wind to heaven. Eliyahu and Elisha went from Galgal, from the place Gilgal. Eliyahu told Elisha to wait back for him. However, Elisha swore he will not leave his master Eliyahu's side. They arrived in Beit El. The prophets there told Elisha, don't you know Hashem is going to take your Rebbe today? Elisha then silenced them. Elisha then followed Eliyahu again to Yericho, despite Eliyahu's wishes for Elisha to stay behind. Again, the same conversation between Elisha and the other prophets occurred. Eliyahu again told Elisha to stay behind as Hashem sent Eliyahu to the Yarden next. Elisha pledged allegiance to Eliyahu and swore he will not leave Eliyahu's side. 50 prophets stood behind Eliyahu and Elisha, observing them from a distance upon reaching the Yarden. Eliyahu took his aderet cloak, folded it up, placed it in the Yarden, hit the cloak, and the Yarden split. They both started crossing the Yarden on dry land. And Pasuk Tes, Vahika Avram Eliyahu, Omar Elisha, and it was the time when they were crossing, Eliyahu said to Elisha, Sho'o ma'aselecha, v'term elkach me'mecha, ask me whatever you want before I get taken from you. Vayomer Elisha, and Elisha replied, Vayihi na pishnayim biruchachacha elai, I want a double portion of your ruach, spirit, upon me. Eliyahu responded, you're asking for a difficult thing, but if you're present at the time of my histalkus, leaving this world, then you will get pishnayim, double of my ruach, spirit. But if not, then not. And Pasuk Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, v'hine rechev ish v'susei ish, and a fiery chariot and horses of fire came down the Yifardu Bein Shneim and separated between both of them. Vayal Eliyahu Basara Shemayim, and Eliyahu went up in a wind to heaven. Elisha saw V'hu Metzaik, and he called out, Avi, Avi, Rechev Yisrael Uparshav, my father, the chariot and horsemen of Yisroel, the lo ra'u od, and he didn't see Eliyahu ever again. Elisha then picked up Eliyahu's cloak, stood by the Yarden, called out, where is the God of Eliyahu? Hit the water, and the Yarden miraculously split. So this explains what's meant by Pishnayim, Elisha wanting double. Elisha wanted to have a double level of nevuah than Eliyahu. In other words, Elisha asked Eliyahu to grant him with a gift to receive a very high level of prophecy. The Radak and the Brisa, the Lamed Beis Midos, explains Eliyahu only did 8 miracles, while Elisha did 16, which is double the amount of Eliyahu. The Svarim HaKadoshim explain every tzaddik has 2 ruchos, 2 spirits, one above and one below. At the time of Astalkus, leaving this world, the Ruach above merges with the Ruach below, which inadvertently blows out the Tzaddik's Neshama. Therefore, at the time of the Astalkus HaTzaddik, the Tzaddik leaving the world, because the Ruach from above is coming down into this world, whomever is present has the ability to receive from the Ruach above more exalted Ruach. This is what Elisha was asking for when he asked for Pishnayim Ruchachacha Eli. I want double of your Ruach, referring to the Ruach de la'ela, the Ruach above. The Svarim HaKadoshim continued to explain, from here we see the greatness of going to Kivrei Tzadikim, as there are many aspects of Astalkus elevation as the tzaddik is going higher and higher in heaven. Whoever comes to their caver has the ability to receive pishnayim, double of their ruach, as it is known about many Yahushua salvations that have occurred from the many of the people who have gone to kivrei tzaddikim. In Pasuk Tezvav, the prophets who witnessed the events of Eliyahu and Elisha proclaimed, Nocha Ruach Eliyahu Elisha. The Ruach of Eliyahu had rested on Elisha. The prophets wanted to go searching for Eliyahu, as they thought Eliyahu had just appeared to a mountain. After pressing Elisha, Elisha consented to the search. The prophets came back empty-handed. Elisha related, I told you so. In Pasuk Yetes through Chavbeis, Elisha came to a city where the water was bitter and causing death to the residents. Elisha then poured fresh salt into the waters, and the waters became miraculously pure and drinkable again. In Pasuk Chav Gimel through Chav Hei, which is the end of the parak, Elisha went to Beit El. While he was on the road, a youth had come out taunting Elisha, calling him baldy. The Radak explains, it's not that Elisha was bald, but in relation to Eliyahu who was hairy, Elisha was considered bald. The Radak continues to explain, this was their way of saying Elisha is not as fit for the job like Eliyahu. Elisha then cursed them, and bears came out from the forest to kill them. The Gemara in Sota Mem Vav Amud Beis explains, this was a nes v'toch nes, a double miracle, because there was no forest there ever before, and there certainly were no bears. Elisha then went to Har Carmel, and then returned home to the Shomron. And that's the end of the parak. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.